And there you are. Good morning. Welcome along to the Bromley Saturday Morning Get Together Replay. And the weekend just passed, the RSPB asked people to observe the different species of birds that might have paid a visit to their back or front garden. Whether it be at the bird feeding station or whether the birds were just hanging out there in your garden. Just the different species, not the number of birds. And as we said, the ones that were, I don't know, visiting your bird feeding station, or indeed they were just hanging out there with the rest of their mates in the garden. And we'll also have an interview with two young ladies from the Bromley Environmental Educational Centre over there at High Elms Park, Orpington, a place you can visit at the weekends and bank holidays, I think all year round, about some of the new initiatives they've got coming up. And of course, they are also part of the RSPB Birdwatch weekend that has just gone. Okay, let's get on with it.
This old house wants new children. This old house wants new wife. This old house was home comfort as we fought the storm light. This old house wants when we left. This old house heard many shots. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks around her. This old house is getting old. This old house that's in the rain. This old house that's in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chill. But I feel no fear, no pain. All I see an angel feet can do is broken window pane.
Ain't gonna leave this house no longer. Ain't gonna leave this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles.
Bromleyradio@gmail.com or Twitter, X at Bromley Radio 1.
And the group you're hearing in the background is Rosa, Rosa. Don't you know that they're the people's souls, the people's souls. And they got this brand new record that simply says,
feel like this.
We'll be right back.
Coming weekend, it's the RSPB Birdwatch Initiative, where they're wanting us here in the Borough of Bromley to spend an hour noting the different species of birds that have landed in our back or front garden. And to tell us more, over to you.
Hello, I'm Ian McWright. I'm the RSPB Bromley Local Group Leader. That is the RSPB just for Bromley, for the Borough of Bromley. I've been leader now for nearly 2 years, and I'm quite a regular sight around the area, functions and so forth. And want to talk to you about what birds you're likely to see in your garden. So it's this coming Friday, the 26th of January, Saturday the 27th, and Sunday the 28th. It's called the Big Garden Birdwatch.
Oh, yes. We've seen this advertised on television, I believe.
Yes, you would have done, yeah.
Yes.
It's easy to do. In fact, I've been giving leaflets out today to people. All you need to do is spend 1 hour on any of those days looking out your garden, either your back garden or your front garden, and recording all the types of birds that you see within your garden. Okay, doesn't include overflies, that's the birds that you would see flying high over, such as gulls or crows or things like that.
Yes, and you're talking about birds that have perhaps landed in your garden or maybe paid a visit to your bird feeder.
Exactly. Any of the birds doing that kind of activity will be included. To give you an example, last year the most common bird was the house sparrow, believe it or not.
Which, oh, I can believe that.
As a surprise to most people, because they have declined, but they are still very common in people's gardens.
I can foresee a certain way of gathering this evidence of a visitation, and that is the bird could land in my garden, come down to the feeding there or on the tree, waiting to get to the feeder, and then he'll That's go next fine. Door, who are also doing the same birdwatch program. Now, I'm not suggesting they're going to be in their garden at the same time as me, but there will be numerous sightings of the same bird, I'm thinking, across the whole borough.
Possibly, but I don't think that's going to happen too often. Yes, it may happen with the avid birders in two different households next door to each other. It may happen, but I don't think the RSPB take that too seriously. So.
A margin of error, as they say.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so I don't think that comes into play much. Yeah, basically, just 1 hour in your garden, that's all that's needed. Then you need to record them. Now, after you've recorded what birds you see, you need to go on to the RSPB website, and I can give that to you.
Please do.
Yeah, it's www.rspb.org.uk/birdwatch. And if you quote a code, BH01,
yes,
that takes you straight to the page, apparently.
Right, okay. And then you can, on this page, you can actually type out what you've observed in real time and send that in?
That's right, yes. I think it may have a graphic with all the different bird types, and I think you just go on there and tick which ones you've seen. It doesn't really matter about if there's more than one It's just the type of species that are being seen.
Right.
And if you get a whole flock of house sparrows, they'll probably just say one.
Right.
You know, you don't have to count each individual bird, of course.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's mainly to do with species of birds here.
Of course, yeah.
What can we look forward to seeing here in the Bromley Air perhaps this weekend?
Okay. I would say probably blue tits, probably the most common bird, certainly on bird feeders, followed by probably robin.
Mm.
Which don't feed on bird feeders so much. They tend to be on the ground more.
Right. So that's worth bearing in mind. Don't just put food in the bird feeder that's hanging, but perhaps put some on the ground as well for your ground-feeding birds.
Yes, but be a little bit careful there, because obviously that can attract vermin such as rats and squirrels, of course. So
really? Your rat could be attracted to birdseed?
Yes. Any thing like that, with sunflower seeds, things like that.
Yes.
But mainly bird feeders should contain peanuts, sunflower seeds. Some people even put mealworms on their bird tables.
Yes.
And of course fat balls as well are very good as well.
Okay, so that's your recommendation for this month moving forward as we head towards the spring. So you said peanuts? Please repeat that again.
Peanuts in bird feeders, that's right.
Yeah, so in bird feeders you want peanuts and regular bird seed, I presume. And of course,
regular bird seed, which you can get at any garden.
Oh, yes, yes, it's very popular. And they sell it in plentiful quantities as well, I noticed.
They do indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm a keen bird feeder myself here.
Okay.
In fact, my bird feeding station has a bit of a motorway service station where they would be on. And they come in, and hence I saw the pecking order. So they'll literally wait in the tree, and then the next one would go down and start feeding. And that's where we
Yes, that's right. There is a kind of pecking order that takes place. Yes, you get sometimes get the more bolsterous birds.
Oh yeah, the bullies.
A good winter visitor that comes to bird feeds is the red wing and the field fare, members of the thrush family, and they frequently disperse all the other birds. On top of that, you can get great spotted woodpeckers, of course, always look forward to seeing, and I shouldn't say unfortunately, but they are beautiful looking birds. You get the ringnet parakeets, of course.
Oh yes, now they they are quite a vicious type of bird, aren't they? And it's quite amazing how they've managed to thrive here in this climate. Yes.
That's right. And with subject of climate change, you just hinted there.
I didn't hint at that. I didn't hint at that at all. No.
No, it's just that
the climate changes all the time. Yeah, exactly. Where they're a tropical bird, so therefore the climate that they're more used to, one would presume, would be a tropical climate. But obviously we don't live in a tropical climate because it's not humid, for example, all the time. But they have managed to thrive, haven't they, in the cold weather?
They certainly have, yes, that's right. Another bird to look out for, which we didn't used to see in gardens only up until about 5-6 years ago, is the black cap.
The black cap? Okay.
It's a warbler. It's a small warbler. In fact, I saw one in my garden on Christmas Day. But
did you?
They traditionally are summer visitors.
Yeah.
But what is happening now is the birds that breed here are migrating still to North Africa or whatever, the Mediterranean, whereas we are getting the birds from Northern Europe, Scandinavia, wintering here now. So they are now being seen in increasing numbers in people's gardens on bird feeders.
Okay.
So there's an interesting fact for you.
It is, and the last couple of weeks here in Bromley, they've possibly thought it a home from home, or their arrival's been wind-assisted.
Quite possibly, yes.
Yes.
But there are plenty of other birds to look out for, though. Obviously, I will mention that the RSPB are going to be in attendance at High Elms on Sunday.
So it'll be a bird and insect collective down there at High Elms.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Well, excellent.
A collection of...
All right, Ian, we'll leave it there. Something food for thought there. Well, anyway, have a great weekend.
Yep, and may see some of you, or some people.
Yes, indeed.
On Sunday.
Yes, some of the dear listeners there. Absolutely. And thank you for what we can look forward to as well here on, I think we'll call this our first edition of Bromley Birdwatch.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
That's fine. Okay, all right. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Ian. Take care.
Okay.
Radio.
Annie Lennox and Little Bird. And a big thank you to Ian Micklewhite there. And we'll be hearing more from Ian later on as we have a bit of a Bromley bird watch here. Yes. So yes, more from Ian later. And good luck to you down there at High Elms Park. If you want to go and see Ian, he'll be down there with the rest of the people there. High Elms Park there in Orpington. Okay.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. A love
was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Alexa, play Bromley Radio.
Playing Bromley Radio.
People we want to be, baby. power to you and me.
There's one old man, spends his life growing flowers and caring for the bees.
Power to the bees.
There's one old lady, spent her days making wine. The wine tasted fine.
Power to the vine.
To the land, there's some young girl laying down in Monte Carlo, laying in the sun.
Power to the sun. Power to the boys who played rock and roll and made my life so sweet, and to the girls I knew before, and those I've yet to meet. Power to all. Made my life so sweet, and to the girls I knew before, and those I've yet to meet. Power to all our friends, to the music that never ends, and to the people we want to be. Baby, power to you and me.
Cliff Richard, power to all our friends, indeed. And before that, the Searchers, when you walk in the room. And also we had the Monkees, I'm a Believer, here on the Bromley Saturday morning get-together. Good morning. Today, we are in conversation with Eleanor Dennis and Heather Duffy of the Bromley Environmental Educational Centre at High Elms Park there in Orpington. Ladies, please introduce yourselves and tell us about what goes on there.
My name is Ellie Dennis. And
my name is Heather Duffy.
And we both are environmental educational instructors at Bromley Environmental Educational Centre at High Elms Country Park. And we focus on a range of activities here at the park, which is currently expanding. For example, our invertebrate collection is growing substantially. We will have a lot more by the end of this weekend. And we run a range of activities here for all ages at the centre. We currently are prepping for our February half term events. So between the 10th and the 18th, we've got a whole range from pond dipping to bug club, all of which have family friendly activities.
We also have our visitor centre, which is here on site. And in our visitor centre, as Ellie was saying, we've got a whole collection of invertebrates for the public to come and have a look at. We've got things like ants, we've got giant stick insects, we've also got a whole range of arachnids. So we've got lots of tarantulas and scorpions and things like that. The visitor centre is open at weekends. It's also open bank holidays and school holidays as well. At Bromley Environmental Education Centre, we do our whole selection of different things here. We do birthday parties, we have community groups, school workshops, teacher CPD events, public events, we do lots of wildlife surveying. Obviously, we've got our visitor centre that we spoke about. We have various volunteering opportunities as well, and things like work experience. And we've also got two rooms that we do hire out as well for room hire. So we have a whole range of different things that we do here at the centre.
Very good. And do you have a petting zoo there as well?
So we don't have a petting zoo as such. What we do have is we have our invertebrate collection.
So somebody hasn't been to school much, what is an invertebrate?
Ah, Well, an invertebrate is an animal that does not have a backbone. So humans, we are vertebrates because we've got spines. Invertebrates do not have a backbone. So invertebrates cover things such as ants all the way through to things like jellyfish, etc.
Right, thank you. Yes, and actually there are one or two human beings that don't have backbones, if you catch my drift. All right, okay, so just tell us where we can find you now.
So we are based at High Elms Country Park, and so if you head up from the main car park, if you head up, you'll see the signs for the Green Cafe. We are the building next door, but our entrance is currently hidden around the back. We are in the process of hopefully developing a door at the front as well, but you can come on in. Like I said, the doors are currently, we close them at the moment to keep the centre warm for obviously our invertebrates and our bugs. We don't want them to get cold, but the doors are open at weekends, half terms, bank holidays.
And anyone who's interested is always welcome to knock on the door. There's lots of friendly faces here who are up for opening the door and saying hello. Also, all of our events are found online, so we have them all on the Bromley Parks website, which is www.bromleyparks.co.uk, and if you click on there, there's lots of education, and then there's a booking section. If you click on bookings, all our events are on there. We're also on social media. We're on Instagram and we are on Facebook as well, and we're in the process of creating a TikTok account.
Excellent. Well, you've given us all the information we need. So when would you recommend a good time to visit? I mean, you're open at the weekends, did you say?
Yeah, so Business Centre is open weekends, bank holidays and half terms. Obviously, it would be better to come in spring and summer, but like we said, throughout February half term,
yes,
we are a whole range of events that you can book onto. We do also have free activities, so kids can come in and do some colouring in. Obviously, they can come and see the bugs for free in the centre. And if you follow the bookings on the website, there's a range of activities that we run throughout the year. So, for example, this weekend, to celebrate the Big Garden Bird Watch, we are running a seasonal introduction to bird watching in winter. We also run dawn chorus events, which will start around March time. Other free events that we do is bird ringing. So we have a licensed bird ringer on site who does that for free. People can come and look at the birds up close. We also run moth morning events, which will be free. They'll start again in March. And we have our home education and toddler groups as well, which are run throughout the year.
Like Bromley's spring.
All right, that's fantastic. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Right. You take care.
Will do. Bromley Radio.
I remember when Mary Lou said, "You want to walk?" Well, I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone, son." "You would?" I said, "Me too." And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, "Do what you want to do." I got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her and I said, "This frog's for you." And she said,
"I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me,
you fool, fool." Like I wanna be loved by you. Well, I think of that girl from time to time. I call her up when I got a dime. I say, "Hello, baby." She said, "Ain't you cool?" I said, "Do you remember when, and would you like to get together again?" She said, "I see you after school." I was shy and so for a while, most of my love was touching smiles. But she said, "Come on over here." I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to slip down her dress. And she said, said, let's make it perfectly clear. She said,
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
You fool, you fool.
Like I wanna be loved by you.
Bringing Bromley together. This is Bromley Radio.
Luther Vandross and Never Too Much. And before that, we had Jim Stafford and Spiders and Snakes on Bromley Radio. All right, next, we've now got to the part where we like to do a bit of this. As we have a bit of a listen back to some of the records you may have bought 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago. That's right, the number ones this week, then. So let's go back 60 years. This week, 1964, it was The Searchers.
Yeah.
And number one this week back in 1974 was Mud and Tiger Feet. Tiger Feet by Mud. Yes, I have that on 7-inch vinyl. I think I might have told you that last week. Ah, yes. This week, 1974, number one. So what was it 10 years later?
Relax, don't do it when you wanna go do it.
yes, relax, relax, yes. That's Frankie Goes to Hollywood. They burst onto the scene with that one. And yes, after a little while, it got banned by the BBC. So what happens to songs that you ban? That's right, they go to number one in the chart. And there it was this week in 1984.
You can walk my path, you can wear my shoes, learn to talk like me, and be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way, you ain't never gonna know me, but I know you. Singing in our veins can only get better, can only get better. If we see it through, that means me and I'm in you too. So teach me not to think, can only get better, can only get, can only get. Take it all from me, you know.
Things Can Only Get Better, number one this week, 30 years ago. And if you listen very, very carefully, you can hear Professor Brian Cox, he of Look How Wondrous the Universe Is. Yeah, that chap. Should crop up talking about astronomy, all that sort of stuff. He's there on the telly talking about that. Yes, he was in that group. All right. All that remains for me to do is to say thank you very much for listening. Till the next time, ta-ra.